Grady?
Yes, sir.
Delbert Grady.
That's right, sir.
Mr. Grady, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Why, no, sir. I don't believe so. It's coming off now, sir.
Mr. Grady, weren't you once the caretaker here?
Why, no, sir. I don't believe so.
You, married man, are you, Mr. Grady?
Yes, sir. Hmm? I have a wife and, two daughters, sir. Hmm?
And, where are they now?
Oh, they're somewhere around. I'm not quite sure at the moment, sir.
Mr. Grady, you were the caretaker here. I recognize you. I saw your picture in the newspapers. You, chopped your wife and daughter up into little bits. And, then you blew your brains out.
That's strange, sir. I don't have any recollection of that at all.
Mr. Grady, you were the caretaker here.
I'm sorry to differ with you, sir. But you are the caretaker. You've always been the caretaker. I should know, sir. I've always been here.
Feeling, possessions and birth. The only one. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I do, sir. No.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought. I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
chicken!